Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 to 26. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Alan Behnke from Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Wales, Wisconsin.
This morning, we're going to take a look at what the Bible says in John chapter 4, starting with verse 7, Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. One of the things that Jesus expects from us as Christians is to be able to share our faith. But probably, if you're honest like I am, this is probably one of the most difficult things we have to share the wonderful news that we have about Jesus being our Savior with those who are different from us, who are those who maybe don't understand, or those who are going through some problems in life. We sometimes have a very difficult time doing that. And so as we look at John chapter 4, we see how Jesus went about it. He was able to share the wonderful good news that indeed he was the Messiah with a woman who was experiencing some difficulties. The first thing that Jesus did, if we look at John 4, is he asked this woman to just give him a drink of water. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but what Jesus is trying to do is establish a relationship with this woman. She's obviously come out of the village to do exactly what she wants to do, and that's to get water so that she can go back home. And so Jesus, by asking her about something she already knows, he's going to be able to lead her into something she doesn't know. Now, the difficult thing is, the relationship between Jews and Samaritans was not very good. And so Jesus establishes this relationship by talking about a simple subject of water. And the woman even asks him, "You're a Jew. Why are you asking me for water?" And she's kind of surprised. Not only that, men in Jesus' day didn't really talk to women, and so this lady would probably be surprised that a man would be willing to talk to her. And because this woman is also drawing water at a time when no other ladies are drawing water, she's also been ostracized by the rest of the community, and is probably feeling alone and maybe a bit guilty about why she has to draw water at this time. And so Jesus reaching out to her is first of all wanting to establish a relationship with her. And so he asks her for this water. She says, well, what are you asking me about? And Jesus says, ma'am, if you knew what I had to offer you, you'd not only want water, but I have living water to give you. Well, the lady doesn't understand and says, sir, you don't have any bucket or anything to draw the water from, so what are you talking about? And Jesus says to her, she said, well, you know, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, meaning the water in the well. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will come in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Now he's got the woman's interest. Now he can share with her the good news of the salvation that he wants to bring to her. But she, first of all, kind of backs away a little bit. And she says, give me this water. And Jesus then has to confront her with an issue in her life. And Jesus says, go ask your husband and have him come back. Oh, I don't have a husband, she says. Yeah, Jesus says, I know you don't have a husband. In fact, the person you're living with now is not your husband, and you've had kind of four other guys before this one. Uh-oh, Jesus confronts her. You know, sometimes when we talk to people, they're feeling guilty about something in their life as well, and they need to be confronted with that. But the way Jesus does this so gently with her leads her into knowing that he really knows the truth, and so she's willing to dialogue back with him. But then he tells her, you know, believe me, woman, there's a time that's coming in which people are going to worship me in spirit and truth. You see, she wants to get off the subject. She wants to talk to Jesus about, well, which mountain should we worship on? And a lot of times when we confront people with the truth in their lives, they don't really want to deal with that issue. They want to get us off on some other kind of subject. And so Jesus has to say, well, you know, get her back on subject. You know, that really doesn't matter what you're talking about, what mountain. The people that are going to worship me are going to worship in spirit and in truth. And then she says, yeah, we're looking for that Messiah that's going to enable that to happen. And Jesus says, I am he. The response now of this woman are really important. What she does then is she catches this, and she then leaves her bucket, the whole purpose for which she came, and is now goes back into that village and wants to tell people, hey, we found the Messiah. Come on out. He told me everything I knew. And so she draws the whole village out to listen to this Jesus who's giving her advice. You know, as we establish relationships with people, as we deal with them with where they're at, and we're gentle about it, we can be just like Jesus and bring to them the tremendous joy and the wonderful experience of being a part of his kingdom and let them know this Jesus that we know in our lives. I pray that the Lord will bless you as you reach out and touch other people's lives as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Alan Behnke from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Wales, Wisconsin, for today's meditation on God's Word.